stuff like that. If you have any questions, definitely give me a, you know, leave a comment or something like that. But I just want to just thank God for him and for what he's doing in our lives in the midst of this season that we're in. I just want to just thank God for all of you, all of the believers, all the leaders, and everyone that's been holding it down and doing great work, especially since I've been in class and been in a class for mental health. Is very it's very hard. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's very hard. I've been doing a lot of reading and stuff. It entails a lot. It's harder than being in theology school. I'm gonna be honest with you. So today we're gonna just continue on. How is everybody doing? First of all, I didn't have a chance to hear all the testimonies and stuff like that and everything. How is everybody doing this morning?
Good.
Blessed.
Amen. So
fabulous.
Amen.
Great.
So last week, we're going to do a recap real quick. We're going to get into this word, all right? Am I spotlighted? Let me spotlight this video. So if I pin the video, will you guys just see me or do you guys just see me now?
I see you in the background.
I see you full screen right now.
Okay. All right. Because I didn't know how it was looking for everybody else. I'm going to share some things with you guys today. It's going to be very insightful, right? A lot of the stuff, y'all might be seasoning it, and you may just have a clear understanding. But last week, we talked about scribes and Sadducees and Pharisees. We talked about love, and we talked about the kingdom, and we talked about how the kingdom is and what it really is. You know, I told you last week, the kingdom is royal power. And I shared with you guys that the kingdom is the kinship, or kingship, meaning that you're born in it and, or you're adopted in it. And then it's by dominion, right? Kingdom is a dominion rule, meaning that rule, not to be confused with the actual kingdom. We told you don't worry about trying to see if it's a actual place, right? The kingdom isn't an actual place, what God is talking about in the scriptures all the time. What we are talking about is authority, right? But rather the right or authority to rule over a kingdom. In other words, wherever you are as a believer in Christ, the kingdom has come. Remember, I told you guys last week about how Jesus said, behold, the kingdom has come nigh unto you, meaning that the teachings, the word, the power. Remember, we talked about the exousia before, a long time ago. So it's that. So when we're talking kingdom, we're talking you as the believer being the written word of God on the earth, meaning that you're a followers of the word of God. And now that you're followers of the word of God, God's word portrays out of your life by the authority. And now that you have the Holy Spirit infuses you and empowers you to do miracles and things in the midst of what's going on while you are actually flowing in this land. So everywhere you go and you demonstrate the word of God, you exhibit the kingdom, all right? You take over, you have dominion, you have power, you're royal, right? So that's you as you begin to progress in this season, right? So the next thing I talked to you guys about last week was a key scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. He said, but you are a chosen generation. I told you it was a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people. He said that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into the marvelous light, right? We talked about that. I told you about the five things that he declared in those scriptures, that scripture, the heart, the soul, the mind, the strength, and the neighbor, the first four, the heart, the soul, the mind, and strength had to do with you on the inside of you, who you were, what you have to become. And then the fifth, the neighbor, was your assignment. He said, now, love thy neighbor as thyself. That's what he said in the word. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And he goes on, he shares it. And I told you that the neighbor as thyself has to dealing with the above first that produces a kingdom result, meaning the first four, the heart, the innermost part of the being, the soul, the feeling, the emotion, the passion and desires is the soul. The mind was the intellectual powers consisting of the will, the intelligence and the conscience of how we think. The strength was the body faculties deriving in its powers from the soul and the spirit. The strength that you have come from the mind and the soul, meaning that you're not moved. Like I told you last week, spiritual individuals are not moved by feelings alone, right? We have spiritual, emotional passions and stuff. We have desires and things. So we are moved in that area. So as prophetic, as kingdom people, as believers in Christ Jesus, we understand that we have a soul and that we should not become emotional. Our soul that is not regulated by the word of God causes us to become emotional. And then we have different passions and desires and stuff like that. So, and that's why we should have a strong mind, the intellectual powers consisting of the will, which is the movement of God. The intelligence is the information of God, and the conscience is you having the understanding that whatever God says, that's what I'm going to do, being obedient. All right. And then we talk about the strength and the neighbor as thyself. So today, as we continue the kingdom series study or teaching, we're going to talk about the mind of the believer. All right. The mind of the believer. You as individuals been in church a while, you've been around Christians, and you probably have seen a lot of individuals struggle up and down day to day. But here's the thing. You're going to struggle, right? You're going to fight, but you're going to struggle, but you're going to fight. But the thing is, you never give up, right? So you have to have this mind, right, that God wants you to have. It's like this overcoming mind. So not the mind that you think of your thinking faculties, like, oh, I can think and I can hear and, your brain and how you process information. That's not it. This mind is a mind that resembles the overcoming power of the word of Jesus. What it looked like is this. Jesus is on the cross. No matter how they beat him, I want y'all to hear this. No matter how they pierced him in his side, no matter how they lied on him, no matter how they mocked him, Jesus stuck to the assignment at hand. No matter what adversity that came to come against the flesh, the mind stayed willing. I want y'all to catch that. No matter what Jesus went through in the flesh, the mind stayed willing, all right? One of the things that I really want you to look at is when Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane and he began to ask the disciples to pray with him for 1 hour and they went to sleep. A scripture describes that Jesus was actually strengthened by an angel, right? And that means that a lot of your strength are not going to come from earthly vessels, earthly individuals, people around you, especially when there's a demand from your anointing. I need to help you. There's a demand from your gifting. You're on assignment. So when you are on the earth and you're living, you just assigned to this earth to do certain work. Now, if you don't have that mindset, and if you think that you're just here to be like the ant and go around and work every day and build your own thing and blah, 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 and then die without becoming an infector or a life changer, then you're going to miss it, because Jesus was a life changer. He understood, I'm not an ant. I'm a life changer. I came through 42 generations, you know what I'm saying, to get to this place to become a life changer for everyone after this. And he understood that what he was taking could not break the mind, but it touched the body. Watch this here, the emotions of himself. And that's why he was praying in the garden, because he knew that it was time for him to be offered up and to go on to the cross called Calvary. And that's why he said, Lord, if it's thy will, let this bitter cup pass from me. Don't allow me to take this bitter cup. I don't even want it. My flesh don't want it. But my assignment, come on, my assignment, and because of my royalty and and my obedience to you, I know you got something in your up your sleeve, because you knew that this moment was going to arrive in my life. You knew that this thing was going to happen. You knew that this situation would come. And that's why I'm here crying and sweating as droplets of blood, because my passion for the cross and my flesh are two different, going to is separating my innermost part of my mind. And now I need somebody with a heavenly language to come talk to me, because everybody on this earth level is not seeing me as I should be seen. They're actually just happy that I'm here and I'm feeding them with the two fishes and five loaves, healing the sick, raising the dead, causing blind eyes to see, laying people to walk, turning water into wine. They're satisfied with that. But God, I need an extraordinary visit. I don't need something normal. I need a heavenly word for my now, even though I'm the written word. I got to show you this. Even though I'm the written word, the word in the flesh, I still need somebody else from not this world. Come on, because they don't have this mind. Because because my flesh mind and my spirit mind are now raging war. And even though I know the mandate, now I want to help you with the mandate. The mandate is the written literature, the script that is real, that was written before time. It is written of thee. So he knew what was written of him, because he was the Christ, the word of God. So now the word is actually saying, I'm thinking that I'm not the word. Y'all got to catch it. Maybe this ain't it. But then God sends an angel, a messenger to him to strengthen him. Watch this. And it does not say what the messenger told him. But in my mind, I can just imagine what he said. He said, hey, in the volume, it is written of you. Come on now. He began to remind him of himself. And that's why you got to stay in the word, because the word reminds you of who you are, your assignment, as in I am more than a conqueror. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the head and not the tail. Listen, I can walk and not be weary. Come on, anything that the word declares for you, then you have to have it. But sometimes you need a supernatural thing to happen, a supernatural phenomenon to take place to remind you that you are what God said you are. And that's what happened to Jesus, right? So Jesus, the written word, is crying. He's crying out like, man, I don't want to do this. And all of a sudden, the word comes to him and says, listen, I have to remind you that we prepared this body. Come on, before time. You said, your daddy asked, who shall go for us? Who shall we send? And you just stepped up and said, I'll go. Daddy, prepare me a body. I'll go down and redeem man. And that was happening. Can nobody do it? And matter of fact, I believe the angel even told him Moses couldn't do it. Isaiah couldn't do it. Elijah couldn't do it. Come on. Daniel couldn't do it. Shadrach couldn't do it. None of the prophets could do it. Only you can do it. Only you. Matter of fact, Daddy prophesied you can do it before anybody even knew who you really were, because he told them in the word of God in the book of Genesis that a child would be born. Come on. And this is you. And now I need you to prepare yourself for a move of God. High five about three people virtually and say, I need a supernatural word. Come on. I don't need anything normal. Normalcy won't do me, because my mind ain't normal. I'm in the midst of transforming my mind. Listen, I'm getting ready to walk into something that is deliberate in the spirit, things that are getting ready to take off in my life. Because first of all, before I take off, I have to know that I'm capable of flying. That's the key right there. I got to know that I'm capable of doing it. I got to know I'm in that place. And now we in this area right here, guys, that's going to help us even more. All right. That's going to help us even more. The scripture is Proverbs 23:7. This is y'all scripture right here. This is the scripture some of you live by, right? So I'm going to attempt to give you nuggets in this scripture that's going to help you as you begin to move forward as kingdom believers, okay? So Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 says these words right here. Let me see, can I bring it up real quick? How can I do this? All right, here we go. He said, Proverbs 23:7. He said, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Look at somebody and say, everything from this point on is personal. Everything from this place on is personal. Come on. Just like Jesus. Okay, nobody right now encourage me like this, because now it's personal. Listen, because my level of attack could put you in an unconscious state. Listen, my level of fight and what the enemy is trying to do in my life will cause you to fall asleep. Come on, because you're not capable of fighting this warfare that I really need you to fight. So he goes on and said, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." He said, "Eat and drink," said he to thee, "but his heart is not with thee." So he goes on, he says, listen, I want you to start thinking like this. Thinking his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, said he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Look at this right here. As born again believers, we still face our biggest enemy daily. The enemy is our own selves, all right? We can recap, we can say and speak, we can recite every scripture all day long, but the truth is that our minds, watch this, says, sometimes hold us hostage. I need to help you right there. In the flesh of the mind, there is truth. There's a truth, and that truth is we walk in fear off the bat. If everybody admit that, then fear can no longer have dominion. Watch this here. A fear that speaks to us, even though we know God, even though you know God, there's a fear that comes in. And his son and the power of the Holy Spirit, a fear that speaks to us, even though we know God and son and the power of the Spirit. So Solomon says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as he thinking in his heart, so is he. Remember, the heart is the innermost being, which is deeply connected to the mind, which is the intellectual power consisting of the will first. I need to help you, because the mind is the intellectual powers consisting of the will, the intelligence, and the conscience of a thing, all right? Are y'all following me so far? Anybody? Did I lose anybody? I pray I didn't lose anybody. All right. So watch this here. The will of the mind is so powerful that it allows the outside to become what the inside sees. Are y'all hearing this? The will of the mind is so powerful that it allows the outside, watch this here, to become what the inside sees. The will is so powerful that it allows the outside to become what the inside sees, right? That, in other words, the will is such a powerful thing in the mind of the believer that there is no limitation to what the individual can do. Sometimes we call it spontaneous power, spontaneous things. I gave an example years ago about a mother who was in a car accident, and her daughter was trapped inside the car, and the car was flipped over, and the mother was okay, and the car was on fire, and she was trying to get her daughter out of the car. She literally tore the door off. I mean, superhuman strength, right? Supernatural strength. That you can Google this stuff and see it all the time. But this is the will of God that he wants for us all the time. We are talking about the mind here, and the mind is the most powerful thing in us. As I said, when we can combine the mind with our tongue, we release something in the atmosphere. We release power. When we combine the mind, our kingdom thinking, watch this here, with our verbiage, y'all got to catch this, when I combine my mind, that mind that think it on the kingdom level, then I begin to speak things, I can see stuff start happening. The word think it means, I want y'all to write this down, think it. The word think it in the Greek or the Hebrew means right here to split open. Watch this here, to split open. To split open. It means to reason out. It means to calculate. It means to estimate. So when he said, so a man split open in his heart. So a man began to have deep thoughts in his own heart or his mind. Watch this here. As he began to think it, or he began to split over and reason out and began to calculate spiritually what God wants him to do, he can become a real overcomer. Look at somebody virtually and say, I'm about to become a true overcomer, not just a sayer. You know, we have people that can say, I'm an overcomer, but they're really not overcoming anything. Today, when I leave this right here and you get this teaching, you're going to say, man, as I'm thinking I'm an overcomer, I already overcame. Matter of fact, I'm not going to say that part yet. But anyway, but as the believer, we walk after the Spirit. I want y'all to catch this. As believers, we walk after the Spirit. All right. A renewed mind. I want y'all to write this down if you can. A renewed mind is the authority that produces kingdom results. All right. A renewed mind is the authority that produces kingdom results. A renewed mind is an authority that produces kingdom results. A renewed mind is a dangerous weapon against the strategies and the tactics of the enemy. A renewed mind is a spirit-filled, word-endued mind that is capable of producing, I'm about to say it, unthinkable results with unlimited power. Can you imagine that you have unlimited authority, unthinkable authority with a renewed mind? A renewed mind isn't a secret weapon, but many believers haven't pulled it out of the armory yet. A renewed mind is not a secret weapon, but we ain't even begin to use it. It takes men and women who have dedicated themselves and the word of God and become changed into a spiritual weapon for the kingdom. Man. Look at about two people virtually. Can I get about five hands up, thumbs up? Can I just see how many of you can put some thumbs up and just share this word real quick and let somebody know spiritually while you're putting your thumbs up, you're letting them know, man, it takes men and women who have dedicated themselves and the word of God and become changed in the spirit to become spiritual weapons for the kingdom. I am now a lethal weapon. Listen, I don't got to fight you. All I got to do is think it. Come on now. I ain't got to say anything against you. I ain't got to open my mouth. Come on, because if I open my mouth against you, that's just extra warfare power for me. Come on. But if I just begin to think it, man, come on. If I just begin to say it out of my mind, I could just sit back and relax and call money out of nowhere. Y'all got to catch this thing, because I am now a weapon. Watch this here. The enemy cannot handle me. That's why my neighbors had to move, because I didn't say stuff out loud. I said it in the spirit, and I said to God, God, you're going to have to do this before I send my angels in to decapitate and to destroy everything that they have. And God said, well, I'm going to give them permission to get up out of this place, because I understand as you begin to think it in your heart, you're going to split some things open. Come on. You're going to get ready on. Because now you understand who you are. You are a weapon. Look how five people say, I'm a weapon, man. I'm a prophetic spiritual kingdom weapon. The enemy ain't got anything on me. I'm splitting open. I'm reasoning out, and I'm calculating. I'm reconning the situation. I'm estimating. My mind revealed the hidden things, the intellectual powers of God. Man, I am the weapon, man, in the spirit. That's why when I open my mouth, if infuses what I think. It pushes what I think. I don't say things that I just don't talk just to talk. I speak what I'm thinking. When I say it, it pushes it forward. And as I say it, guess what happened? It does what I say because I'm the prophet of the living God. It speaks what I say. When I say healing got to come, I'm a weapon of healing. Watch this. Then healing got to transpire. There's a movement in I feel the Holy Ghost. There's a power in. Okay. Calm down, Anders. Calm down. I don't understand how people leave. I don't understand how I see people disappearing off this right there. That's crazy right there. All right, here we go. I'm about to give it to you. There are four areas of this mind we need to pay special attention to, all right? There are these areas I believe are vital to a Christian survival, is that we are all are going to really deal with the mind of the man, then we need to address his brain and the function of his brain. Who buys a car and never reads the manual to find out the true operation of the vehicle? And just because you have driven a car before doesn't mean that this new car will operate the same way as your old. The problem is this. We just accept how things are and believe we have no power to change, enhance, and make things better. Come on, somebody. I bought a car once, and I went to go over there and turn the signal light on, and I found out the signal light wasn't for the signal. It was for the windshield washer. And I'm like, wait a minute, because I was so, see, when you're in the habit of doing this, the same thing year after year, and God does a new thing, somebody say new thing. When God does a new thing in you, you new try thing. To reach back to the old thing. Cause that you feel comfortable with. You reach back to the old way of thinking. That's why we're trying to reach back to the old way of church, how the church supposed to, we need the praise team. Well, listen, if all of us unmute our mics and we begin to sing, we'll have a virtual choir. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Look at here. And that, as a matter of fact, I ain't even got to play. I can get an instrumental and we can act like I'm playing and we can still sing along and have a real praise team. Y'all hear me up in this place? Come on now. If we really need to sing Shine On Me, we know how to sing it, right? Shine. We can sing it, right? If we need to sing I'm a Soldier in the Army of the Lord, I know how to sing it. But guess what? That's not my operating tool as in this virtual world. My operating tool in this virtual world right now is my prophetic authority to teach prophetic word to calipote you. Mean to put you in a position where I can slingshot you to where you need to be. Where you've been trying to travel and walk where you need to be, fighting these Negroes and spirits. God said, Anders, you got the capability of calipoting these people, pushing them beyond what their normalcy is, and having them, watch this here, to go over and above what they think they really are. God said, I would take them, take them higher if they just hang around you just a little while longer. Come on now. Hang around me till you get strong again. Hang around me till you become filled again. Not with the church mindset of what you see every day in church, but with the spiritual mind. So when the doors do open, you walk back in with power and say, hold on, y'all been doing something wrong. I come in right now as the volume of the word of God that God said, I am a deliverer. Come on. And I come to walk in the spirit of deliverance. I called every demonic force to be cast out, every sickness to die away, every cancer to dry up. Come on. Every non-speaking tongue to speak, every non-hearing ear to hear, every blind ear to open. This is the authority of the kingdom of God. That's why my mind got to become open, because I'm that type of Negro. Look at somebody and say, well, we them type of Negroes. Come on.
Hallelujah.
We them type of Negroes that are on fire for the living God. We are no longer trying to be bamboozled by this ignorant teaching and things that's been going on in the church house with Jezebel children. Yeah. We are now not performers, but now we are activists in the spirit of God. Oh, man.
Thank you. Okay, hold let me on, back man. Up. Thank you.
Let me back this down. Let me back this up. Hit this rewind button on y'all. Right quick. Let me hit this rewind button. The problem is this. We just accept how things are. Anders, I just can't accept how church is. I always look like, let me push the envelope, man. There's got to be something greater than this up in here. Why we ain't got deliverance? Why we all, everybody, man, we can, how can we have, say we have fiery servant and then go home and eat chicken? I'm like, man, yeah. I thought oh, folks were supposed to be laying out on the floor, getting delivered, getting healed. Come on, cancer drying up spirit. The brain is divided in two hemispheres, which are called the left and the right cerebral hemispheres. I'm saying it wrong because I'm country, y'all. Hold on a second. I will not go into great detail, just what I believe that will help us move into a supernatural flow. So I'm going to share this thing right, Richie, right? Here's the four things, right? Four things. Number one, transform mind. Somebody say a transform mind. That's number
transform
one.
Mind.
Transform mind. Number two. A spirit mind, spiritual mind. Number two is a spiritual mind, right? Then there's number three, no doubt in my mind. That's a statement, ain't it?
No doubt. No doubt in my mind.
My mind has no room for doubt. Come on now.
Yes.
Why is this? Then number four, limitless mind. Limitless mind. I have a transformed mind. My mind is a spiritual mind. There is no doubt in my mind, and now my mind is limitless in whatever I can fashion because I have the spirit of creativity, all right? So I want to share that with you guys with real quick. So if I turn to Romans, I didn't put this in here. Let me put it in this thing right quick so I can bring it up on the screen real quick.
Thank you.
Romans chapter 12, verses 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says these words right here. Can I pull it up? Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Where ain't it going? All right, here we go. It says, and be not what? Can y'all read that with me? Can be not what?
Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Now watch this. Be not conformed to this system, all right? So Romans 12 and 2, he said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God intends for us to be changed into another form, to become divine and spiritual nature with spiritual authority. It can only take place when there is a renovation in the mind of the believer, and there must be complete change for the better. I want y'all to hear this. There must be complete change for the better. Here, the writer talks about don't be conformed. In other words, stop giving in to this illicit and crazy teaching that is in this world system and start becoming transformed by what you've been hearing in the spirit. Come on now, because if you're not tapping into the spirit, you can't hear in the spirit. If you ain't around spiritual people, you can't hear in the spirit. Can I help you there? If you're not praying in the spirit, you can't tap into the spirit, all right? So now he said renewing of your mind. In other words, have a new way of thinking. Come on now. Start looking at it this way. Let me go on real quick. The next scripture I'm going to give you is Romans chapter 8. I didn't even write that one down then. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Romans 8 and 6, if you want to pull it up, if you got it on your little Bible tablet or whatever, definitely you can get
Thank
it on
you,
there.
Holy Spirit.
Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Romans 8 and 6 says, for to be what? Carnally minded is what? Death. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life. And
peace.
See, if you ain't having no peace, that means you ain't got no spiritual mind. Listen to what he's saying. For to be carnally minded is death. To think of this world and how this world think is to die. Listen to what he said. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, he ain't talking about just living on the earth. Why, you know, just saying, oh, man, I'm just living. No, no, no. To live, meaning to have life, mean to have life in the spirit, to have life in the mind, to have life in the soul, to have life in the family. Every fashion of my being has life, breathing the power of God. Listen, so Paul pleads with the Philippians to have this mind and to start thinking this way. He talks to them, man, if you want to be carnally minded, you're going to die. But to be spiritually minded, you're going to have life and peace, right? Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says these words. Let me see how I get it. Philippians 2 and 5. You know what would be funny if I thought I wrote these down without my glasses? Real talk. It'd be like, man, you thought you wrote that down, Apostle. You funny. Watch this. Philippians 2 and 5 says these words right here. He said, yet I suppose it's necessary to send you Epaphras, my brother, and a companion in the labor and follow a soldier, but your message and what he that ministered to you to my wants. In other words, I'm going to send... Say that again.
You wanted Philippians 2 and 5.
My fault. That's the wrong scripture. 2 and 5.
Let this mind be in you.
Man, look at my glasses. I need them. Praise by Jesus. Read it, Elder Will. Read it for me.
Let this mind be in you.
That's it.
Which is also in Christ.
Let this whole way of thinking that's in you be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Let this whole way of understanding be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. He says, so you can choose whether to have a spiritual mind, watch this here, set on things above, or a fleshly mind set on things on the earth. And you can find that in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. You can find that scripture in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. When our minds be in complete harmony with the affairs of the kingdom, earthly movements can happen. When our mind is in harmony with the word of God, then guess what happened? Things can transform. What that mean? When our minds become totally worded up with the word of God, in harmony with the word of God, we can start transforming some things, right? In this area. Mark chapter 11, verse 23 says these words right here. I can bring it up. Mark chapter 11, verse 23 says these words right here. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this what? Mountain. Be thou removed. See, we done read this scripture so many times. Y'all know this scripture, right? But why ain't no mountain moving? Because you thinking a mountain is actually a real mountain, like God, you're going to move it. You know, we sung that song, Lord, don't move my mountain, give me the hills to climb. That ain't never what the scripture said. The scripture ain't never said, I'm going to give you strength to climb the mountain. That ain't what the word said. The word said, he said, but thou remove and be thou cast into the sea and shall not doubt in his mind, but shall believe that those things which he said shall what? Come to pass, and he shall have what? What's that last part? Anybody?
He shall have what he said.
Whatsoever. Come on, man.
That's it right there.
See, as long as you have an untransformed mind and you start thinking like the world, you can never have a whatsoever moment.
Come on.
You can only have what the world wants you to have.
Yes, teach.
Come on. Teach. You can only live how the world wants you to live. You can only drive the car that the world wants you to drive. Now. You can only live in the house that the world wants you to live in. You can only have the job that the world wants you to have. Teach. You can only make the money that the world wants you to make. You can only be and heal only to what the doctors say, because that's what the world say. I can only do what the world say. But God said, boy, if you start thinking and start saying unto the mountain, whatsoever you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into into the sea and shall not doubt in his heart. You ain't got no doubting in your mind. Come on, somebody. But shall believe that those things which he said, God, well, I'm saying it. I'm not just saying it because I'm just saying it. I'm saying it because I have split some things open. Y'all got to remember that now. I have split some things open. I have a reason out. I calculated. I recon. I estimated. I'm thinking it. So a man thinking in his heart. My mind is renewed. The authority is right there. I'm transformed in the mind, the spiritual mind. My mind is spiritual. I'm not doubting in my mind. I have limitless authority. I'm transformed. This is the moment that God has declared for me. And now I'm saying to you, if you can start saying it to this mind, man, get up out of here. You can start having whatsoever you say it. Anybody want a whatsoever moment? I think I'm a preacher right there. I need a whatsoever moment. Every time I turn around, I need a whatsoever moment. God, begin to speak into my mouth, my mind. God, what you want me to have? Whatsoever you desire right now, because you my son. You are a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. Come on, you're the king's kid. Look at somebody and say, how can you be the king's kid and don't have whatsoever? How can you be royalty and don't have a whatsoever? Come on, somebody. How can I be born again and don't have a whatsoever? I have whatsoever anointing. Whatsoever I think, that's what's going to transpire. Whatsoever I believe, that's what's going to take place. Why? Because I'm not thinking like the world is thinking. I'm no longer controlled by the system of the world. Matter of fact, I done pushed the doubters away from me. God has eliminated every unbeliever out of my system. And now my system has been rebooted into a spiritual system. Why? Because I'm transformed in my thinking. I start thinking like I'm a kingdom believer. I start believing like I'm a kingdom believer. I start walking like I'm a kingdom believer. Listen to this right here. My mind is spirit. High five somebody. Say, come on, come on, spiritual minded people. Don't have no doubt. Come on. I ain't got doubt. I don't doubt. I don't doubt whatsoever. My wife be looking at me. She's like, look, I can't do you right now, because she said, you can't keep tapping into this limited thing, because it's going to, you got to understand, when you walk in this type of anointing, you're not really thinking about what's in your bank account.
Right.
Because if you focus on your bank account, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get depressed, because that's the system of the world. I'll be telling my wife, I'll be asking her, I'll be like, honey, what we going to do? How we going to fix it, honey? I'll be wanting my wife to say, honey, what you mean how we going to fix it? You the prophet, speak those whatsoever moments. Come on, say something, honey. Because my wife prophesied, I'm about to preach up in this place. My wife prophesied to me one day. I was lying on the bathroom floor in the doubted mindset, thinking that my life wasn't worth living and there was nothing that I can do, and my two sons were standing at the door and they was watching me. They was young boys and they was watching me, and my wife told them to go play, and she closed the door and she laid hands on me and she said, son, she said, man of God, rise up. She said, you are the man of God. Come on, somebody. She began to speak a word in my life, man, and she began to prophesy over my life. Can I tell you something? That I'm still living that prophetic moment today. I'm still living and breathing that prophetic unction that God portrayed to her life. Because if it wasn't because of her, I still would have been lost in a mind that was not transformed. Now that I'm transformed and I'm awakened, how far am somebody say, I'm awoke, baby. My mind is awakened. My thoughts are awakened. My mind is spiritual. Things about to change in my life. I'm no longer the same individual. I'm not limited to daddy's favor, to a natural father's favor, but I'm limited to the kingdom of God. And since I'm limited, there is no limit to what God wants me to have. Am I too loud in your ears? But I'm trying to get you to hear and break the curse that's in your mindset, that God wants you to believe that you can have whatever soever you to begin to think and declare in the spirit. That's why you got to have a creative mind, the kind of mind that begin to fashion the thoughts of the heavens and decrees in your life. You can see the house. You can see the car. You can see the healing. You can see the weight loss. You can see the renewedness of your heart. If you can stop speaking negativity and start speaking from the power of a transformed mind, you can have limitless abilities to what you want to do.
That's
I grabbed a plane flight on a spare of a moment because I was in my flesh and I flew out to Frank Smith and Frank was amazed that I traveled all that way without any money. But truthfully, I was living off a fate move because I'm the prophet of the living God. Any prophets in the house? Any prophets in the house? Hallelujah. If you're a prophet, you can have limitless favor. Even in your mind, you can have limitless. I think I'm going to help somebody. Limitless authority. I dare you to take a dollar out your pocket and hold it up before you right now and begin to look at your money. I'm about to find me a dollar. Here we go. Grab a dollar. Hold it up before your eyes and begin to pluck it. Just to make sure it's vibrant. You know, that's what they do when they get ready to stick something in the vein. They begin to pluck the vein and hit it. I need it to show up. I'm about to inject some truth into your dollar. I'm about to let you know that you're dead, but without me, you would not be. And because I'm alive, you alive. And I declare, dollar, that you go out and get more dollars and make it rain in my life. Every dollar, these four quarters and these 100 pennies got to march like soldiers and do the will of the Father that God declares in my life. If I'm going to live in this world and be in this economy state, then I have to have authority over the economy of this world. And this world has to obey to the authority of God in my life. So dollar, you need to go and bring back 100,000 so that my life can be forever changed, because I am now living a limitless life because I have a limitless mind. See, you can't look at your money and prophesy to it because you're saying that's some earthly stuff. I don't understand it, but because I'm not of this world, I can prophesy it and it's going to obey. Ask me how I know, because it won't be the first dollar that I ever spoke to. Y'all got to hear me up in here. I spoke to dimes and made it rain. I think I speak to dollars and tell it to shower. Tell your dollar to make it shower, because God has got you in the place where you need to be. We done prophesied houses and we done prophesied cars. We done spoke healing in the natural body. We done seen the hand of God like never before in our lives. But now I come to tell you, there is no sickness in the bounds of my limitations. There is no worry in my immediate surrounding. High five three people and tell them all is well. Everything is beautiful in my world, because I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And my mind been transformed. If they ask you what I preached about, tell them kingdom is a mindset. You got to have a kingdom mind to get kingdom results. You got to have a kingdom word to see kingdom decrees. As I get ready to leave you, I'm going to challenge you on every aspect of your life to tell you this right here. If you're stingy, you can't receive anything. If you got a closed fist, you can't have the power that transfers wealth. The Bible said you got to be willing and obedient. You'll eat the good of the land. He said it's better to give than to receive. You can't give him praise, so you can't get a praise. You can't give a high five, so you can't get a high five. You can't give an amen and you can't get an amen. But wow. I learned in my life that if I tell daddy thank you in the midst of my storm, the storm gotta be quiet. If I tell daddy thank you in the midst of my angry moments, the angry got to disappear. If you tell God thank you in the midst of your downfall, you got to come up. Can I get an amen? I gotta go, family. I gotta go. But let me hit you with this before I get up out of here.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Matthew 17 and 20 says these words, and Jesus said unto him, because of your unbelief.
Matthew 17.
For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence the yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible.
Thank you, Holy unto Spirit. You. Thank you. Listen
to this. Mark 9 and 23 says, Jesus said unto them, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe.
Thank you. I believe.
I have no doubt in my mind. I have a limitless mind. My mind is transformed. I'm not operating out of the system of this world. I'm operating out of my kingdom
state. Yes. Yes. I have a whatsoever mind. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Family,
thank
I got to go. Travis, play something soft so I could get up out of here, man. I got to go.
Listen,
I want to challenge you in your giving today. I want to see where your heart's at. I want to challenge you
thank
in your giving
you,
today.
Lord.
You see that thing, hashtag Apostle Stephen Andrew, whatever the Lord tells you to bless me with right now. If this word has blessed you, family, sow into this real quick. I want you to be able to receive. Sow into this real quick. Amen. I just want to thank God for you. If this word,
thank you, Lord.
If your life ain't transformed after this moment, you just in a bucket.
I'm
so serious. I can't be around people. If I was a member and I was around, if I even just came in and I heard this right here, I'll be like flipping out right now. I'm so serious. I'll literally be running through my house talking about everything got to obey me. Clock, you don't tick unless I say tick. Come on now. Car, you got to obey me. You raggedy car, you got to obey me. I'm walking in limitless favor. Oh, God help me. My God. I gotta go, family. I have to go. Amen. But you're in the hands of the elders. God bless you until the next time. Don't leave. You're in the hands of the elders.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, for that word. Hallelujah. And spiritual mind. Hallelujah. The giving numbers are up.
Thank you, Lord.
Make sure you sow into the kingdom. Hallelujah. For the kingdom pours out blessings. The kingdom pours out healing. The kingdom pours out life and abundance. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, if there's anybody that needs prayer, we open it up for prayer. Come forth with your prayer requests, and we can pray with you. If not, you just have you continue on. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Any announcements coming out of Elkhart?
Yes, sir. We have somebody say revival. Hallelujah. We got a revival right here online, August 26th through the 28th. You know, we'll be online. Prepare your minds. Prepare your spirits. You know, man, come expecting something. Listen, we need all of you to.